Top emo band battles scenester anger. 8th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Washington, D.C. One of emo music's most prominent figures is fighting for his musical life as his remaining on an indie label has an impact on sales of Dashboard Confessional's most recent album, Dusk and Summer. Lead singer and guitarist Chris Caraba, who sang for Further Seems Forever until 2001, faces a stiff challenge for the Scenester Supreme Council nomination from sellout newcomer Burt McCracken of The Used. Mr. Caraba, a singer-songwriter for 10 years, has been harshly criticized by teeny boppers who have jumped on the emo bandwagon for his not sucking and actually citing bands like Sunny Day Real Estate and Moss Icon as influences. Primaries are also taking place in the indie-tronic, metalcore, and ska-punk genres. The main focus, however, will be on the 5 million registered scenesters who listen, or claim to listen to anyway, emo, who are choosing their candidates for the November scenester elections. Burt McCracken, founder of a low-quality pop-punk band and musical novice, has capitalized on DIY's unpopularity among poser emo kids who shop at Hot Topic to leap over Mr. Caraba in the polls. Though some of his lead has been eroded in recent... Though some of his lead has been eroded in recent days... Latest figure suggests he holds a 6-point lead over Mr. Caraba. I just want to say at this point, I have no idea what this article is about. I just like saying Caraba. Mr. Caraba, who was Ben Gibbard's running mate in 2000 and who also ran for president in 2004, has been labeled by some emo kids as being too close to indie scenesters and President David Bowie. If he loses his party's nomination, Councillor Caraba has voted to run as an acoustic indie candidate in November. But his defeat would send a message to scenesters of all colors that being indie is becoming a political liability, an impression backed up by a recent opinion poll, according to MTV's Joe Camel in L.A. The poll, conducted for EMI and the RIAA, suggests that only 53% of the scenesters are happy with indie labels. Almost identical to the situation in 1994, the year Nirvana's Kurt Cobain either committed suicide or was killed by Courtney Love, depending on who you ask. Then, grunge's commercialization was the deciding factor. But the polls suggest that the issue today is the outburst of teeny bopper posers who don't actually like emo music, our correspondent says. Many more emo scenesters than punk are unhappy about their music, suggesting that support for not selling out could be particularly costly to some emo congressmen. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.